What's on your mind, Cairns? Call 1300 872 911 now to talk to Macca. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846 4CA.
All right, time now is on 19 minutes to 10. I just want to turn to this story. It's all over the place today. It's a very interesting development. Of course, the rates are going to be going up all over the place. But this was an interesting one too, out of the Australian today. Properties for lease on sites such as Airbnb outnumber available long-term rentals by 2 to 1 in Brisbane as the local council moves to increase rates on short-stay accommodation and improve housing affordability. Now, the number of rental properties available in Brisbane, it's continued to shrink in recent years to a record low, 2,400 in May, representing a vacancy rate of just 0.7%, according to data. Now, at the same time, there were 4,722 rentals on offer via short-stay websites. Now, an international analytics site, AirDNA, shows 3,600 were entire houses and apartments. Now, as a result of the shortage, rental properties, Brisbane has recorded the fastest annual increase in weekly asking costs in the country, up 18.6%, up 18.6% in the year to May, to $522 a week. Now, this is interesting. In an attempt to ease some of the pressure, the council in Brisbane announced as part of its $4 million budget handed down on Tuesday, it would be introducing a 50% premium on the council rates of homes regularly listed on short-stay sites to bring them in line with commercial property. I won't go on with all the details, but clearly they're talking about, well, not just Airbnb, there's several of these out there now. And it's very interesting because a whole lot of people are saying, listen, something's got to be done to rein in what's happening with Airbnb because it's causing so much disruption. Now, I just put a call through to Michael Kerr. He's the Douglas Shire Mayor. He's been talking about these matters too. There's been disruption up there as a result of, well, available accommodation no longer being available since Airbnb and various others. Stays is another one, S-T-A-Y-Z and whatever, coming into reality here in Australia. It caused a lot of disruption. Michael's on the line. Hello, Michael.
Good morning.
What do you think of that 50% hit that's going to be applied by the Brisbane Council, rates-wise?
You know, I'm excited that the Southeast Corner's done something that's actually really positive for up here. That's created the conversation. So it's not just up here in the north that are having this issue. It's clearly an issue everywhere through Queensland. And at least now the conversation can be had. Is it the answer to solve the problem? I doubt it very much because, you know, you're talking an increase of, you know, a few hundred dollars to put on tax deductible rates. They make that in one night with an MBB property. So I don't, and then that cost they'll pass on, obviously, to the end user anyway. So I don't know if that's the answer, but I'm really happy that this has brought it out again to the attention that this is such an issue. You know, and it's now the state government needs to step in. It's the state government needs to make some sort of legislation to control these properties. And hopefully now that a council such as the Brisbane City Council has stepped up and they've said it's a problem now as well, they're going to look at it more seriously.
And they're not first also. Of course, Noosa did this not that long ago either, and they've introduced really strict requirements for Airbnb property owners, meaning you've got to have someone within, I think, half an hour or so of intervention with these deafening parties and appalling behaviour, etc. Have you had an update? Do you get to talk to the Noosa chairman or Noosa mayor or whatever you've got down there at all on this matter?
I have, and I'm going to be seeing the Noosa mayor very shortly down in Canberra, I believe. I'm going to have a chat to her about this and see where they're at with it. But we are absolutely watching what they're doing. The staff are discussing it with their staff to see what's happening and how it's coming along. And I've also, you know, just yesterday made a call through to the local government association of Queensland to find out exactly how Brisbane's gone about it so that at least we can look at it. Now, the thing with your rates is you set them once a year. And once they're set, they're locked in for the year. And, of course, we're all coming up to budget time. So to try and get something in before the 30th of June may be hard, but it's certainly worth at least looking at it. But we wouldn't want to enact anything until we see what happens as far as the legal side of it, of course, goes, that, you know, Airbnb doesn't turn around and, you know, say that they believe they're being treated unfairly and, you know, and start to a legal process against Brisbane City Council when this kicks in. So there are things that we'll look at, and, you know, we've got to do something. But the ultimate goal, of course, is to get the state government to kick in and actually legislate something about where these properties can be and how many of them there can be.
It's interesting, Michael, when you Google the cities all around the world on, for example, Airbnb and these others, the vast majority have taken action already. We're slow to take action in this country, but there's all sorts of restraints now that have been applied over the last couple of years or since Airbnb came in. So you're saying, well, there's a strong argument now for action to be taken by the state government is very timely indeed.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you look at regions like us, I mean, roughly it's around 8,300 ratepayers. Rate all notices go out in for Douglas, and I think it's about 5,000 of them that go outside the Shire. So they're not permanent residents of the Shire. But that's a big number, very similar to what you're saying that Brisbane has. So that's concerning. Yes, of course, we do need holiday properties. And as I've said before, I've got no problems with the Airbnbs and the holiday short terms being in the appropriate areas. But when it comes to our residential areas, yeah, where people live there for the yes, purpose of working, it's not resort city and it shouldn't be allowed.
Yeah, exactly. Michael, don't go away. Just a brief update on, well, the accommodation crisis, for example, for hotel workers, for restaurant workers, etc. Has that crisis eased yet?
Well, I mean, it's better in the respect there's more backpackers coming through, which yeah, is great to see. We yeah, love to have our working holiday makers here, but, you know, I'm still getting from a lot of the owners that they're starting to get to that burnout point. You know, we're extremely busy up here at the moment. The resorts are very full.
Yeah.
And there's only so long as humans you can keep going at that pace and continue to smile.
Yeah.
So the long-term damage that can do when those owners just get exhausted and get short-tempered, and
yes,
it's the things like that that start to show. And that's what we don't want. We want to be able to ensure that all the customers that or visitors that come here have the best experience they can have,
yeah,
and that we have the right amount of staff here to be able to cater for them.
Do you know, this is a really timely point you're making, and if you're on holidays listening to this, or even if you're local listening to this, please, when you're going to your usual restaurant, for example, ring first. You may get a shock because so many restaurants now are closing a day here or a couple of days there or a weekend there or a night or lunch there. Why? They can't get the staff. And it's, once again, a situation, not just they're not around, they're tired because they're filling in for the people that aren't available to work in restaurants and hotels, etc. The cleaning staff, same. So please, if you're, for example, going to a restaurant, your usual place, ring them first, whether you're a local or whether you're on holidays, because it's a very important precaution to take these days. Otherwise, you might get a shock and be disappointed.
Absolutely. And the same for takeaway as well. You know, if you've got your normal takeaway restaurant, get in early.
Yes.
So they can still do their dinner service with the tourists, but at least get your takeaway done before their main service starts.
Excellent advice. Good on you, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you.
He's the mayor up there, Douglas Shire Mayor. He's also chairman of Far North Queensland Organisation of Councils, which gives him added clout.